We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Sadie Parkinson. It's Monday, November 3rd, 2025. The Urbana-Champaign Books to Prisoners program held its annual fall book sale on Saturday at the Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center. The book sale offered a wide variety of books spanning all genres at some of the lowest prices possible. A live folk band was also present to help make the time spent perusing the treasure trove of books more memorable. WPGU News correspondent Gavin Westlake sat down with Umida Satarungoni, a volunteer for Books to Prisoners, to talk more about why the prices are so low.
They are really cheap because we need people to take, you know, these are books we can't use, we want to raise the money, and we need to move the books, so the prices make it possible.
As for the types of donations that many prisoners speak out, Satarungoni continued.
They're really interested in mythology. They like mysteries. They like thrillers. Some of the popular writers like Stephen King. Also things about starting a business, because many of these prisoners, when they're looking to leave prison, they want things that may help them plan for their lives outside of prison.
For more information on donations and how to volunteer, please visit books2prisoners.org. Next up, spooky season is done and dusted, and the community is ringing in winter with style. The Land Connection held the first Champaign-Urbana Winter Farmers Market Saturday at the Lincoln Square Mall. The market offered an assortment of products ranging from fresh produce and baked goods to jewelry and handmade soaps. WPGU News correspondent Gavin Westlake spoke with Ian Nutting, food access manager for the Land Connection, about the opportunities the winter market provides to vendors.
A lot of the vendors who are at the Urbana's Market at the Square right outside during the summer come inside for that, but we then also get new craft vendors who are here for the holiday season.
As for some of the interesting trends in the market as of late, Nutting added,
I have noticed a huge increase in the amount of mushrooms. Like, I think my first year, several years ago, there was one mushroom vendor. And now, you know, even people growing other things, other produce, are also growing mushrooms. I think it's a fun trend. And mushrooms are really cool because, yeah, you will get those all year.
If you would like to know more about this mighty mycology or the other market goods, please visit thelandconnection.org. If you're looking to listen to live music, don't hesitate to come to Krannert Center to watch the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. Led by conductor Ricardo Muti, CSO will mark its 135th anniversary with a special program, including Antonín Dvořák's New World Symphony and Hindemith's Mathis de Mahler Symphony. Whether you are a local fan or a first-time audience member, CSO will put together a once-in-a-lifetime performance for all who attend. Tickets are only available by waitlist on the Krannert Center website. For tickets and more information, please visit krannertcenter.com. Wrapping up this broadcast with sports, Illinois volleyball fought to the finish but came up short yesterday afternoon, falling to Iowa in five sets inside a sold-out Huff Hall, the Illini's first sellout of the season with over 4,300 fans in attendance. Freshman outside hitter Alyssa Aguayo once again led the charge, posting 14 kills and 10 digs, registering her seventh double-double of the year. Defensively, freshman libero Taryn Kirsch paced the team with 13 digs, and sophomore outside hitter Avery Hernandez made her presence known from the service line with four aces, tying her career high. Despite trailing by two sets early, the Illini battled back to force a decisive fifth, but the Hawkeyes finished strong, taking the final frame 15-10. With this loss, Illinois moves to 12-9 overall and 7-5 in the Big Ten, and now sits at 3-4 inside Huff Hall. Illinois football looked dominant, taking down Rutgers 35-13 to move 6-3 for the year. Senior quarterback Luke Altmaier threw 235 yards and four touchdowns while also rushing 88 yards with a rushing touchdown. Rutgers senior quarterback Athan Kaliakmanis threw for 253 yards with a passing touchdown. Illinois now has become bowl eligible after the win and will have the upcoming week to recover before taking on Maryland at home on November 15th. And that's all we have for this morning, Monday, November 3rd, 2025. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Gavin Westlake, Vinnie Mag Sumble, Kennedy Caldwell, and Joshua Applebaum.